Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. I am not sure what to say except wow, 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 wow. Brad, I don't know how you recap what we just experienced. We're just a few days on the other side of Passion 2012 at the Georgia Dome. Seems like just a couple hours ago we were recording the 16-minute podcast. We were talking about all the things everybody needed to know. And now we're standing here trying to record a 16-minute recap, absolutely overwhelmed. Floored is a good word. Flabbergasted, completely knocked, you know, for a loop by the way the Spirit of God landed in the middle of Passion 2012 and just blew the place apart. And I think what's amazing, a lot of people who didn't know kind of what was coming at different times said, man, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming. I surely didn't see that coming. You know, 40,000 plus candles being lit across the International Plaza, this huge hand being lit, and just this roar and spontaneous worship that unfolded all over the place for the next little while. People say, I didn't see that coming. And I kept saying, well, I saw all of it coming. And it still absolutely floored me. And so we just want to say thanks to God for His kindness and His mercy, just allowing us to gather like this, to be His people in one place, and to really experience something that's going to mark our lives forever. We talked about this a lot, but I want to come back to it again today. We talked about, you know, if we could summarize our hopes and dreams a week ago, 2 weeks ago for Passion 2012, it was summarized in this version of Luke 7 from The Message, which says they all realized they were in a place of holy mystery, that God was at work among them. They were quietly worshipful and then noisily grateful, calling out among themselves, God is back, looking to the needs of His people. And the news of Jesus spread all through the country. And if somebody had asked us, you know, 3 weeks ago, tell me, what are you hoping for? What are you dreaming about for Passion 2012? It would have been that. That's what we want to have happen. And there is no doubt. I think you could ask 9 out of every 10 people that were in that building, maybe 9.9 out of every 10 people that were in that building, and they'll tell you there was an incredible sense of holy mystery in that place. The quiet times were stunning. You know, 40,000 plus students leaving community groups, walking in some cases a half a mile without saying a word to get to the International Plaza, standing for a half an hour on the plaza without saying a word. Those moments were powerful, but then the noisily grateful part was pretty cool as well. Just hearing the roar fill up the dome was really, really powerful in those days. And so, you know, it's pretty incredible just to think that we've gone, we've seen it happen, and now we're on the other side of it. And the key thing today is not necessarily to forget, I mean, but it's also not to feel like we have to live back in that moment to experience the power of God for our lives. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want anybody to rush away from the dome and say, well, that was great, but now it's time to move on. It's like, no, that was great, and it's time just to still stand in amazement at what God did in our midst. But it is, you know, Passion 2012, Brad, I think probably has just begun. The 4 days of Atlanta were the event, the gathering, but now students are back in class right now. People are back at work right now. People are back with their families, leading their ministries. People back into their homes and cities all across America. And now is the time for Passion 2012 to either make it or break it. Right. And there's going to be a lot of news and a lot of press about how many people were in the dome. And I think that's incredible that God brought together a representation of His church like that. But I think the most important thing is, you know, what kind of lives are being lived right now. It's a few days outside of Passion, and I wonder how many people have come to know Jesus already. How many people have already been able to walk alongside of a friend and say, man, look, I've never shared this with you before, but I just want to tell you, I've encountered something powerful, and I can't stop talking about it. I love the last session. God just dropped a phrase down in the midst of the dome, and it was about how He wants to use all of us right now. So that we don't get caught up in this systemic thinking that when I graduate and go to college, then it'll happen. Or when I get out of college, then it'll happen. When I finish grad school, it'll happen. When I get a job. But that God has a purpose and a plan for every single one of us right now. And you don't have to wait until you're a certain age or at a certain stage to get involved in what God wants you to be a part of right where you are right now. It doesn't mean you have to quit school. It means while you're in school, you can be engaged with God's right now purposes for your life. And the phrase that sort of dropped down was that none of us are disqualified. I love that. That brokenness is the bow from which God launches the arrows of healing. And so I just want to encourage you today. I know a lot of you are like, hey, I didn't make it to Passion, but I love the podcast. I'm listening along. Don't let the enemy convince you that because of your past or your failures or your shortcomings or what you've done or what's been done to you, that you're going to be disqualified from getting involved right now in what God wants to do, because brokenness is the bow from which God launches the arrows of healing. That was true of Christ, broken and spilled out on the cross. By his stripes we're healed. So it was in that moment of his brokenness that the healing that we've all experienced was launched forward into eternity. And God wants to use us all in that way. We close with this passage, and I love seeing this on Facebook updates and Twitter updates, and I've been thinking about it every day as well. We've been asking, I wonder if this could move up our prayer list, Brad. And it's Paul's prayer at the end of Ephesians 6. And speaking of Ephesians 6, just a heads up, one of our entire main sessions was just reading the Word of God.
My favorite part of the conference, I might add.
Favorite part of the conference by a lot of people was we read as a main session a chapter of the Scripture.
Not a chapter, a book.
Excuse me, a book of Scripture. Lecrae, Beth Moore, myself, Francis Chan, and John Piper, and we just read it. No commentary. That was a miracle in and of itself that you got those five guys on stage, and no one added a story. Nobody added any, oh, let me tell you what that means in my life, or let me tell you a funny thing, or let me do this. It's just like, here comes the Word. And it was so powerful. We had all 42,000-plus students and adult leaders digging into Ephesians chapter 2 of the morning. So we were all about Ephesians. But this is what God dropped on us at the very end as we're rolling out of this thing together. From Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. This is Paul's prayer as he's chained up in a prison in Ephesus, and he's still wanting to believe that God is superseding everything in his life. And he says, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. And that's my prayer for you today and for me today, for all of us today, wherever we are on the backside of this amazing dome filled with the presence and power of God, is that every opportunity that we get, that we'd already be praying, God, as I open my mouth today, give me the words, because I want to fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. So we're praying for you today, and that's what we're praying over you. That's what we're believing. That's Passion 2012 alive right now as we're still on the backside of it. And so, you know, just an exciting times around here. And even on top of all that, a few days after the Dome and David Crowder's album came out today. On Tuesday, Give Us Rest or a Requiem Mass in C, The Happiest of All Keys. And it's phenomenal. If you got it at Passion, you already knew that. But for the rest of the world, it's coming out today. Landed at number one at iTunes right now. I'm looking at iTunes right now. Number one album in iTunes world, period, all categories. An album about the faithfulness of Christ in our lives. And so the single from that album is called Let Me Feel You Shine. Just going to have a little bit of it, and we'll be back to you with some stunning totals from Do Something Now, Passion 2012 at the Dome. Here's David Crowder Band, Give Us Rest. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
And what I need is you to put me back on my feet. Whoa, oh, oh.
I love it, man. Hearing those guys play that in the late night, the final David Crowder Band, you know, concert playing in that late night, such a powerful expression. And talking about Let Me Feel You Shine, and then taking that to the whole world. Do Something Now, Passion 2012. Incredible. And you can get all the updates that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes at our site. Just go to 268generation.com/passion2012. They're going to be some updates from our freedom cause there. But I told you guys rolling in, we had this $1 million goal. We had these partners that we wanted to come alongside of throughout the world and here in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you haven't heard already, you know, I get these little index cards from the chief steward to Do Something Now, letting us know where we are. And the first one I got was on the morning of January 3rd, first morning. And it says, total given so far, $72,510, 18,360 towels, and 113,760 pairs of socks. And you look at that on January 3rd, and you're like, oh, wow. But nobody had a chance to give by the morning of January 3rd. So that afternoon, we had a main session around our freedom cause. Christine Kane just lit the place up as God was speaking through her. Students ran literally to the freedom stations after that. The next card I get has a number on it, a little jump, and $7. Wow. So that's the jump, the first jump. I get this other card here, and on this card it says we're up to 25,420 towels and 124,800 pairs of socks, and the total given so far $780,013. And I know there's a couple on board, and they're letting me know they've been inspired by the students. They want to give $500,000. So I know already we're over our million-dollar goal. But the numbers just keep going crazy. The second afternoon, our main afternoon session, has these incredible, you know, activists who are in different areas of seeing people come to know freedom in their lives. And then by the end of the day, this is what we announce on site. Total given, Passion 2012. In 4 days for freedom, $3,066,670 given by these students for freedom. I mean, just blowing out of the water every goal that we had. We had $1 million worth of causes ready. We had a second $1 million worth of causes ready, Brad, because we didn't count these students out. And now we're hard at work back at the Passion House working on this other $1 million. And just to let you know, some of you are thinking, wow, that just blows my mind. Well, here's what really blows our minds. That since we announced in the last session that we were over $3 million, another $300,000 has been given for freedom. Some by students who went after we announced it at the event, still went out, stood in a line and waited to give because they hadn't had a chance to give yet. And then others who are giving online as students go home and tell the story. So you can be a part of that. All that you can find 268generation.com/passion2012. Click on the freedom button. You'll see the causes that we're coming alongside of. There's an opportunity for you to see the freedom film there, this amazing story that was told. There's an opportunity for you to give there as well. And there's an opportunity for you to really sense what God is doing and be a part of it. As the students gave, this nine-story tall hand sculpture was created and erected right in the middle of the International Plaza. You can see the piece on CNN, I think, by clicking on this same link where they talk about it. And just a beautiful symbol of what these students are doing, reaching up to heaven in worship and reaching out to those who are broken with the hope of Christ and the power of the gospel. So thank you guys who have given. Whether you gave a little or a lot doesn't matter to God. What matters is that you followed God by investing your treasure in the very thing that concerns Him most today, so that we know that our worship reaches all the way up to the throne of God, because it's not just songs that we sing for ourselves, but it's songs that we sing on the way to freeing the captive and to setting the prisoner free. And that's the very core of the gospel. That's what Jesus said when He said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me." And in the very first words He spoke were that He wanted to free those who were in captivity, and to come alongside that heartbeat is to join God in what He's doing in the world. So amazing few days coming on the back side of it, Brad. I mean, everybody wants to know, when are we going to hear these songs? Because wow, what an amazing collection of songs. And so I just want you to know the album, the Passion 2012 album, titled surprisingly White Flag, comes out on March 13th. I know that sounds like a long time. It's like 61 days from now, and you're thinking, I can't wait that long. But it takes us a while to make the album as good as we want it to be and to gather all the information. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to have an incredible amount of music on it. And just to let you know, we're looking for some people who might help us design the cover of the new Passion album. So if you got this podcast the day it was released, which was the 11th of January, you've got about 36 to 48 hours to help us design a cover if you want to. You can go to Six Steps Records, all one word, sixstepsrecords.com/white flag design and get the information there. But you got to go quick. If you're listening after that time period, thank you very much. But we're already past the window of working on the album cover. And if you didn't get the stuff from Passion, here's what you got to have. It's called the Passion Digital All Access Pass. You can get it from 268store.com. All the main sessions messages on DVD or on video. You get the Freedom Film. You get bonus song videos that are not going to be on the album, a few bonus tracks that are not on the album, a photo, a video. You get a recap short glimpse video at the end of the day, and you get the Passion White Flag album digitally and sent to you in the mail for $25. It's the greatest deal on earth. It's still available even if you weren't at Passion or were there for a limited amount of time, 268store.com. Hey, Passion's not over. Passion 2013, coming back to the Georgia Dome.
Come on.
Information coming soon. And we'll see you next. Passion Vancouver, March 23rd, Rogers Arena. You don't want to miss it. There's a whole lot more coming. The Passion Podcast is alive. We'll be back with you guys soon. But a little 16-minute recap's good for everybody, right? Because 2 plus 6 plus 8 is 16. That's what Passion's all about. We'll be back with you guys soon with more on the Passion Podcast. Take care. We'll see you soon. It's never gonna fade away.